Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, look, folks, it's a good former federal agent. It's Joe Bannister here in studio with us. And he will be live in studio with us coming up in 1 hour from now. Got a bunch of news coming up. Joe, it's good to have you here. You know, I've got JT Coyote on the line. He was talking about he is a gunsmith, and the sheriff knows him. He's known in the community. Century 21 came by, saw some of his guns, saw a reloader, and described it as a meth lab. And so then the DEA SWAT teamed him over it, and thank God they weren't really corrupt, didn't plant something on him to legitimize it. They said, oh, sorry, and left. But, I mean, I keep trying to explain to listeners, this is an informant society now, and they've got people who think they're trained who are just looking for something because they're getting money off of it.
Right. No, and actually, I'm familiar with the story because I'm a big fan of your website. So I saw the article about JT, and then I've been just listening on the radio on the way here. So absolutely. And I just read the article about the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, enlisting drivers out on the California highways and byways to report out-of-state license plates.
Absolutely, as if, and then that gives them some, they think, legal tenuous thing to say, oh, we got a call about your car. California's full of foreign plates driving around. This is literally, I've noticed all these federal training reports and state training, they make it as broad as possible. Does the guy wear blue jeans? Does he have a cell phone? That's in these federal reports. I'm sure you've seen them. Do they have a road almanac? I mean, I've got one of those. Who doesn't have a road atlas? So it's do they have a libertarian bumper sticker? It's to get everybody tattling on everybody.
Well, that's right. In fact, before I left the IRS, I did a search warrant, and we saw a bunch of materials in this guy's house, and I had those materials in my own library because I was starting to learn the truth. So it's amazing what you'll see that you may possess yourself, and they consider it illegal and somehow a problem for a free society. So.
Listen, I was wearing a Minuteman shirt at the beach 2 weeks ago, and you would have thought I had a dead baby on my shirt. I mean, the people were and I could tell it was cops, you know, somewhat handsome, well-built, middle-aged with their wives walking on the beach. And because other folks would, like, walk by and not notice, you could tell they were cops, and they'd see it and kind of be scared just walking. Like, I was about to kill them. Like, big teeth were about to grow out, and I was about to, just jump. I mean, what is their deal?
Well, I mean, typical of law enforcement is training, right? And whenever you get into a situation, because you're supposed to be in a condition ready for a problem, and so I think they're automatically hearkening back to their training. And a lot of their training deals more and more with people like us.
And you see a tri-cornered hat, that's George Washington. You can't have that. All right, Joe, we're going to see you in an hour. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Great to see you, bro. JT Coyote, just finishing up in 2 minutes. Tell folks how crazy, how many death threats, how many things you've got to erase off InfoWars and Prison Plant.
Oh, buddy. Between last Thursday, when the Virginia shooting article showed up, and when mine showed up, because a lot of people don't like me, because I will delete their stuff, and anytime I see them, they're gone. I probably deleted 500 posts off of InfoWars alone, and of those, a good 20% were bordering on direct death threats against the cop or against me or against the realtor, of all things, in that article. And, you know, it just people forget that just because they're anonymous doesn't mean that they can't be found. And when you make threats like that, you're going to be, you know, you're hurting the forum. Now, the Prison Planet Forum, the regular chat forum where we all started out here a couple of years ago, that runs itself because the people that we have in there, we can delete people and make sure they don't come back. But the blogs are totally different, buddy.
And no, I know. It's absolute Wild West, insane
indeed.
Asylum. And it drives the site. It's really exciting at Wild West, and we're using that to build everything. But at the same time, we got to get some controls.
Exactly.
JT Coyote, thank you for all the great work you do, and God bless you.
You're welcome. And, God bless you too, buddy, and keep it up.
I'll try.
All right.
I'm going to get into a bunch of economic news on the other side. Then we got Joe Bannister coming in studio.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've been talking more and more about eugenics because that's what our society orbits around. The global elite believe there are too many people. They're also targeting intelligent people that could rival them and control the power structure. This is all stated on record. We cover it in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And these are monopoly men. They want to control societies through state-controlled systems that conduit the profits to private offshore interest that are bigger than any one nation. And the globalists play nations off against each other. And if one nation ever gets too uppity and tries to defeat the New World Order, they can then finance and sick the other countries to go in and take down that country. So this is a system that the elites figured out to keep global empire, a financial global empire, in place. So I'm going to go over some of that coming up in a few minutes. But what segues into this is this story out of the Associated Press. All businesses, bond market, route lifts mortgage cost. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. We told you that on October 3rd and 4th and 5th when this stuff passed, we said it will have the opposite effect because the globalists were on record with what they were going to do. Let me continue.
But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates for mortgages and U.S. Treasury debt are now marching higher as nervous bond investors fret about a resurgence of inflation. That's the catch-22 threatening to make an awful housing market potentially worse. Oh, the money's going to make it worse. Oh, you bet. But don't worry, then they'll take even more money and make it worse, and then more money and make it worse. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are swelling. Paramilitary forces are ready. They're going to rape us good. And if we don't like it, you can go in a ditch and get your head blown off. That's the catch-22 threatening to make an awful housing market potentially worse and keep the economy stuck in a funk. Kickstarting the economy requires higher spending, but rising rates means fewer Americans will be able to refinance their home loans. And some potential buyers will be shut out of the market by higher monthly payments they won't be able to afford. To understand how this is all connected, you have to think like a bond trader. And it goes on. Okay, let's stop right there. This is the media trying to explain why nobody for the last year, as they've been injecting these trillions, because they had all those spending packages before the October 3rd thing 8 months ago. So we're a year into all this spending. $14.8 trillion plus just in the U.S., over $10 trillion globally, from Japan to Iceland to Greenland to Germany to France to Belgium to Mexico. They're all spending from Holland to Denmark to Romania to Hungary to Russia. I mean, it's Europe and England alone, it was $10 trillion last time I checked, and the U.S. is $14.8 trillion a month ago. So I don't know. It's just unbelievable amounts of money. Now, what is this? This isn't just governments creating money. They're going to the private central banks and saying, so our fiat money has value. You know, we're controlled by your private central banks. We're going to borrow this, let's say $30 trillion. It's probably more than that globally. $30 trillion from you. And then we're going to give the $30 trillion we borrow to you. We're going to borrow $30 trillion and give it to you. But it gets better. I mean, this scheme doesn't stop there. This scheme doesn't stop there. Then we're going to pay compound interest to the very banks that we are giving the money to. Now, if you study the IMF World Bank documents that were released in late 2001, early 2002, BBC reported on it. Joseph Stiglitz quit and spoke about it. Chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. We've had him on the show. And you look at what they've done in third world nations for hundreds of years. This is standard, what John Perkins talks about, the economic hitman. This is standard operating procedure. The big central banks are hoarding the 30-plus trillion so they don't have to spend any money. They're using federal regulators to go out and seize healthy regional and local banks and credit bureaus and credit unions and insurance companies openly. The federal regulators come into banks that are solvent and say, the Fed say you're under, and they give the CEO a golden parachute. Look, you're going to get $20 million if you shut up. If not, we see everybody's got irregularities. There's no way to follow all the rules. They pass all these laws so high that no one can follow them. Then no one is forced to take them and follow them, but then they selectively enforce on who they want. You understand how that works? And they say, look, we found a few irregularities. Take the $20 million. You'll be on the board of one of our subsidiaries. Or if you talk about what's happening and don't turn your bank over, we're going to put you in prison. And they go, by the way, we got FBI standing by right outside. You know, these are federal regulators. You're going to hand over this bank and all these farmers and this whole co-op's money. Same thing with co-op water systems and power systems and everything. It's all just mafia. They march in suits with guns and say, we're here, we're taking over. You can have the money or you can go to prison. And so all of that is going on with the economy. And I said this on October 3rd. I'm begging listeners to go back to my October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th. Last time I asked listeners to do this, where we predicted that they were going to cut fuel prices by at least half, because Bilderberg had said so, and people went and found those clips of me over a year ago saying it. Then I asked people to find where I said they're going to launch a fake flu in the next few months. I said that March 5th, and it happened a month and a half later, exactly as I said. I understand the enemy, but I don't even have the personnel to go find all those clips I did and then put it with this new clip, because that really impresses the slaves. And I want to show the slaves we're not making this stuff up. So that's something for the volunteers if you want to help us out there. the great PrisonPlanet.tv things. Then I've got to make sure we get it and get it posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But my guys are so overworked, they miss half the great stuff people do and send us. So it doesn't have as big an effect. So we've got to hire more people. That goes back to the same catch-22 of I don't like having to grub and raise money and try to hustle to get the money in to fund this thing, because then it takes the time away from everything else I'm doing. But then I got to have the money to run the operation. But I digress. Now, I digress big time there. The point I wanted to finish up making about all of this is that they take $30 trillion and they stop lending. The $30 trillion wasn't to get them lending. The $30 trillion was so they can sit out, buy up healthy banks, insurance companies, credit unions, and buy up ports, roads, infrastructures for pennies on the dollar. They usually just buy off the state senators and people on record. Then the state senators are allowed to own their own private banks over the toll roads, like we have locally in Central Texas, with the same state senator who is openly pushing that the CPS not have to have warrants when they kidnap your kids. That's open. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, how criminal these people are on record. And I've called them out as criminal by name, and you know they don't even respond because they know it's true. So I told everybody over and over and over again they were going to use these tens of trillions of dollars to buy up the infrastructure for pennies on the dollar, because by imploding the economy, the banks now get to come in with the tens of trillions of fiat currency and buy everything up. Then they buy up real assets. Then the tens of trillions they've printed and issued and credit to themselves, then it hits as hyperinflation, but they don't care because they've already bought brick and mortar and superconducting super colliders and power plants and battleship factories and cruise missile factories and ABC and CBS and Fox and CNN. See how that works? This is conquering right now. They destroy confidence, panic everybody, and say, let us have unlimited money. Let us be totally secretive about where the money goes. Let us be totally secretive about what we do with it. We're above the law. Pass that in the bill. Allow us to keep all the money for ourselves. And we'll turn the economy back on. So it's done. The American people weren't suckered. 98% in Gallup polls, 2,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress saying we don't want the bailout. They still do it. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's out of control. It's evil. It's bad. It's larcenous. It's completely criminal, openly and publicly. The people don't want it. It's unconstitutional. Doesn't matter. It happens. And then lending is totally shut off as soon as they got the money. That's what they always do in the third world. They always come in, engineer a collapse in Argentina or in Nigeria or in Sri Lanka, or you know, hundreds of countries they've done this to, or in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, or in the Czech Republic. And then documents come out later. They're all public where they brag how they set this up in the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000 and 2003 and 2005 and the Asian crisis in the late 90s. They do this over and over again. They come in, they panic people with the media they own. They bought off the politicians. They say, we've got to go into debt, $20 billion to the IMF World Bank. That's at 30% interest. And a $20 billion loan 5 years later is a $100 billion debt. They've already paid back, you know, $100 billion and still own another $100 billion just on the interest. And they always say, we got to have this spending package to get the Brazilian economy going, to get the Argentinian economy going. And it doesn't do that. So we now are in the clutches of what the globalists have done to third world countries. And as things get worse and worse, they'll say, oh, well, Obama youth brigades will save us. And if you're against that, you don't want to get the economy going. And federalization will fix things, and local federal hospitals at the old army base. And yeah, there's a stockade too. There's been a lot of homeless people and a lot of rioting. There's a federal stockade. Yeah, there's a federal stockade at Pier 57 in New York. And there's a federal stockade at the old Austin Robert Mueller Airport. And yeah, there's a federal stockade here and there's a federal stockade there. We got to do it. Society's collapsing after all. And see, as the bankers make society implode, crime explode because of people being hungry and starving and or not getting their welfare checks and wanting drug money, whatever the case may be, as things unravel and fall apart more and more, there is the central power with more police, more military. Oh, we're sorry we got to put troops on the streets, but there's rioting and starving people. Oh, we're sorry the banks had to be given unlimited power and control. It was done for your own interest. But here it is in the AP admitting. They took those trillions and then hoarded it for themselves, not just for bonuses, but to go buy healthy banks, that they then turn off lending. They got to shut down the local banks from lending. They got to keep them from lending and saving the economy. They get you addicted to debt, then they totally cut it off, bankrupt everything, and then consolidate the whole pot.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.5120. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.7838, $4.8919 for a half ounce, and $2.4460 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.7838, $4.8919, and $2.4460.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. Now, I've talked about this some last week, but I want to talk about it now. You understand what the bankers are doing. They're bankrupting the world economy by design, hoarding all the tens of trillions. They said, you must pass this October 3rd on that Friday, the banker takeover bill, not a bailout. The bill gave him unlimited anonymity, power, secrecy. Nobody can investigate him. But that's a fraudulent bill. And you got all these congressmen on record saying banks openly run Congress, both parties. This is the takeover. This is just a ruthless criminal takeover. And remember, they said, we will have a depression by next week. The stock market will plunge. Everything will end. This was on Monday, if you don't pass this. And the stock market fell over 1,500 points. All the yuppies panicked. And so it went from 2,000 to 1 phone calls. So they were saying about 100 to 1 in Congress. That was their support, you know, having a 98% against it. And a few said, I don't like it, but I guess we have to. And then they went ahead and ran the stock market down a few thousand points more out of panic. Then they ran it back up with fiat currency. Now, they took all that money, hoarded it into themselves, and the Saturday after, one day after they passed it, Paulson said, you know what, we're not going to spend any of it for unclogging bad debt now. That's not the problem, which it was really true. But he knew that to begin with. It was derivatives, the tens of trillions. It was to pay them off on their derivatives, the big banks. And so they kept all that money, and now they're using it to buy up banks. And the Times of London admits, Financial Times of London admits, excuse me, that they're using this money to consolidate banks. In fact, Google that, people, so they can see it. Big banks using TARP money to buy other banks or to buy other institutions. Show people at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be hundreds of articles. They admit all this in financial pages. They just never call it the outrage it is. This is a formula, just like I said in the first hour, like making pancakes. I mean, if I had some native in my house that had never seen pancakes made and they saw me suddenly take a box of canned stuff and dump it in a bowl and stir it and make pancakes, they'd think it was amazing. It's not amazing. It's a set formula shake and bake. I mean, that's all it is. It is a formulaic system where they create these bubbles, get everybody in debt. Everybody gets real passive, goes along with the tyranny while it's being set up, goes along with foreign wars because they got lots of cheap money. Then they implode it. Everything falls apart. The banks get more power and money in the name of unclogging things. They use that to further freeze things. They set out where everything falls apart so they can consolidate. They love the fact that real estate's going down. They love the fact that everything's falling apart. They love the fact that U.S. industries are all going bankrupt and that government's coming in and seizing them and saying, here, Fiat of Europe, owned by a Bilderberg Group member that we videotape and put in Endgame, my film, here, you get Chrysler. It's been bailed out over and over again by the U.S. government. Oh, here, Europe and Russia get these parts of GM, and China gets these sections of GM. And Brazil, you get the Saturn line. I mean, have you read the news? They're taking it all. There's going to be a few factories left here to build a few things. And that's going to be government run while the rest is given to globalists. And you go look at the companies, all of their CEOs are Bilderberg Group members. The three or four companies being given, General Motors, as GM goes, so goes the nation. They're just giving it away. And they all and their subplots within subplots. They debate $30 billion to GM all day instead of tens of trillions to foreign banks and bitch and complain and say, oh, the GM doesn't deserve it. We shouldn't, you know. There's going to be tough decisions to save GM. And instead they take the money and use that to offshore GM. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. It is just so mind-blowing to see this going on, to know this is going on, to know this is happening, and to know that this is only the beginning, to know that they are only going to intensify all of this, to know that they are only going to expand all of this, to know that they are only going to make this worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. And to know that the public has been trained to trust the government and the media, even though they're figuring out they're being lied to at certain levels now, they can't help it. They're just giving in to all of this, at least passively, thinking, well, I guess the government will work it out. I guess everything's going to turn out to be okay. No, it's not going to be all right. Like Professor Griff says in the Obama deception, everything is not going to be all right. the more of this we put up with, the worse it's going to get. These are ruthless, arrogant, bold usurpers. We'll cover the eugenics angle when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British
in the last 2 weeks,
as many as there was a while ago.
Really the last 7 days, two different films have been released. One, an ABC special called 2100, another called Home. And I've now watched most of both of them. It was pure torture. And I could do 10 hours on these people, breaking down all the facets, going over everything they did. It is absolutely mind-blowing to see the eugenics they're pushing and the things they're saying and the things they're doing. Just absolutely mind-blowing. This is how the psychology works. In these TV shows, in these movies, they basically say, you're going to be paying $9 a gallon of milk, or for half gallon of milk, because the earth is dying. They say humans, because there's too many humans, that's why you're not going to do well resource-wise. So they're setting up a classic resource war between humans and humans, with the state moderating this ultimate divide and conquer, and that only the carbon credits and only eugenics and only population control can save us. And that's what's all over the news. As, you know, world leaders meet to push for population reduction. And world leaders push for tax on cars and all airline travel and a tax on oil at the wellhead, going to the private banks. It's not enough for the banks to have the governments give them tens of trillions of dollars and bankrupt everything. Now they want to have you pay taxes directly to them. How did we know this decades ago? Bilderberg Group's own minutes say that. Now it's been announced all over the news. Now the yuppies can't deny this. But see, the yuppies feel like they're part of the establishment. They think they're David Rockefeller because they make $100,000 a year. They're complete idiots. We've got to explain to them through self-preservation. They've got to wake up and realize they're not part of the establishment. Same thing with mainline right-wing people, mainline leftists, that they're all drinking different flavors of Kool-Aid. One's orange, one's grape, one's lemon, one's cherry, but it's all political, controlled, limited paradigms that come out of the same Kool-Aid factory. It's the same crap, sugar and a different flavored dye. That's the only difference. It's still from Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen. And they are drinking the Kool-Aid. And I've got these articles. Levy on international air travel could fund climate change flight. I did put forward by 50 least developed countries. So they pose it like, oh, the poor people want this. Those are third world nations controlled by the IMF and World Bank and hock to them to infinity. Think twice about green transport, say scientists. Yeah, this is out of AP. It says, you worry a lot about environment and do everything you can to reduce your carbon footprint, the emissions of greenhouse gases that drive dangerous climate change. See how they make it sound like it's real? Oh, it's real. See, it's just a stated fact now. But then it tells you that some of the climate change fixes aren't right. See, it makes it sound credible. It's criticizing the current climate change fixes, but admitting that overall climate change is man-made and we've got to do it, and that carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas, is evil. So you always prefer to take the train or the bus rather than plane and avoid using a car whenever you can, faithful to the belief that this inflicts less harm on the planet. See, reinforcing the lie that cars are bad. Well, there could be a nasty surprise in store for you. For taking public transport may not be as green as you automatically think, says a new U.S. study. Yet authors point out that an array of factors are often unknown to the public. These are hidden or displaced emissions that ramp up the simple tailpipe tally, which is based on how the carbon is spewed out and the fossil fuels that make the trip. And they go through the bureaucracy and the system and how trains and buses actually have bigger carbon footprints, which I say good. I'm actually now for trains and buses because plants breathe carbon dioxide and put out higher levels of oxygen. That increases plankton blooms, which increase krill, which increase the smaller feeder fish, which increase the, you know, first level of predator fish, right down to the blue whale, right down to the sperm whale. In the food chain, they've done the ice core samples. The Earth has had upwards of 14 times higher oxygen and carbon dioxide. We are oxygen and carbon dioxide poor right now. We're in a red level emergency. We need more carbon dioxide, ladies and gentlemen. And you can look at the different maxims in the last 20,000 years with ice cores. Every time there's a peak, you see human development explode. We need hotter weather. It's better for life around the globe. Ice ages are bad for the overall life mass on Earth. And life isn't a drag on life. Life actually creates more complex biodiversity and generates more life on top of it. But they're selling you that life always negatively affects other life, teaching you it's a zero-sum game instead of a three-dimensional pie that is always growing. And then if you can think about that three-dimensional pie in your mind, that takes you to the fourth dimension, the true fourth dimension. Environmental engineers, Mikhail Chester and Aparad Horvath, let's get them on, and a University of California, Davis, say that that when the costs are included, a more complex and challenging picture emerges. And that's that a train uses more per person than an SUV. You can go read that if you want. But the environmentalists don't care. They want your house and your car. The local environmentalists, most of them know it's a scam, the mid-level ones. They want a job enforcing. They get off on coming on your property. They get off on poking you. They get off. I love guys with ponytails and SWAT gear with little guns, you know, running around harassing farmers and ranchers. They are parasite, filth, degenerate control freaks. I've run into them. And then they got the stupid roid heads that back them up. Ooh, you know, with their machine guns and their bureaucracy with the animal ID and the premises ID and all of these systems. And they are creating giant bureaucracies to track and trace and categorize and chronicle everything you do. I said that years ago. Now the White House and now Nancy Pelosi admit that in speeches. Everything you do is going to be tracked. Schwarzenegger's called for a new sales tax on top of the income tax. I told you, they're not going to get rid of one tax and get a new one. They're going to give you more taxes. Stuff Neil Bortz pushes. He's paid to do that, by the way. Anyways, all of this is going on. Here it is. Schwarzenegger suggests state consider a flat tax. So it just goes on and on. This is the system. Now, as the economy gets worse, as the inflation of the bankers comes on, at first the money's still worth something. They buy real assets, then pass the inflation back to us as a way to then pay them back in inflated currency, which is gathering interest, so they win into the future model. See how this fraud model works? They make money on going up with the bubble. They make even more and get more power when it pops. And then as things inflate after the popping, first a depression in the economy, then an inflation with a steel having a Main Street depression. Hyperstagflation, I've coined, now being picked up by Tarpley and others, and I appreciate that. Now, the yuppies and the college kids and the high school kids, they're going to wonder why milk a few years down the road is going to be $9 for a half gallon. They're going to wonder why everything's going to cost more. They're going to wonder why they're bankrupt, why they have no future. Well, they've got TV shows, two of them the last week, and George Soros and others funded one of them. In fact, I'm going to play those trailers in a moment. I got my producer coming in to give me something. What's going on? I'm going to push him back to the next segment. Okay, thank you. Let me try to focus. This is key here. Okay, let me gather my thoughts again. It's the same trick. I talk about this trick a lot because it's one of their favorite tricks on thousands of issues. They will put up billboards saying firearms are illegal, saying report illegal guns, showing a picture of a revolver. Doesn't matter if you're in Tennessee or Texas or Alabama or Oregon where there's not all these gun laws, your neighbors will call the cops on you. Happens every day I see it in the news where somebody puts their deer rifle in their car, SWAT team pulls them over 5 minutes later, beats the hell out of them because the citizen saw the gun and the citizen will say, I saw him waving the gun around. You know, everything's about false reports. Everything's about bull. It's the same thing with perception. Just like they make people perceive revolvers are illegal when they're not, by having it in dramas and TV shows and billboards that it is, they're going after the idiot mass. That's why they want to dumb everybody down, so they have all these easy to dumb down and control, manipulate people. It's the same trick with running all these TV shows that say, you want to know why milk's going to cost $7, $8, $9 a gallon? You want to know why you're going to lose your job and have no future? You want to know why there's going to be rioting? You want to know? It's because there's too many people and global warming caused it. You want to know why there's malaria? Global warming. You want to know why suddenly we have drug-resistant tuberculosis and trichinosis worms infecting people in the U.S.? Global warming. It's not all the illegal aliens, 30 million of them flooding all over us and, you know, no testing. So they basically say, if you have a headache, global warming did it. If you stub your toe, global warming did it. If you have a fight with your wife, global warming did it. And the public's like, oh, my God, because they know rioting's coming, $9 a half-gallon milk's coming. They know all of this is coming, and so they advertise in all these things, and they show tornadoes. You know, if a tornado hits Texas or Oklahoma, which they hit thousands of times a year, always happened. Going back in history books, 300 years. People first were in Texas and Oklahoma, they reported it, 250 years ago. Doesn't matter. There's now a tornado in the local news. They say global warming did it. If there's a storm, global warming did it. If it freezes, you know, they're having unseasonably cold temperatures because the sun just cooled down. They say, oh, it's colder because of global warming. And so, see, it's all just real emotional, real stupid. So when people in a year or two see $7, $8 milk, they'll go, oh, God, global warming. It's not that the big dairies with federal regulations shut down the smaller dairies and jacked up prices. It's not that the currency's devalued and so it costs more. It's not inflation. It's global warming. Real simple. And people won't even remember why they think it's global warming when they see riots over people not having food or people not getting their welfare checks. They will just remember kind of in the back of their mind, oh, it's global warming. Here in Texas, my whole life growing up, sometimes in the late spring, early summer, there's big rainstorms, and there'll be this haze all over the cities. and all over the country. And my dad's a pilot. He knows that's Hayes, you know, a private pilot. And I remember growing up, you know, we'd get the weather reports and they'd say there's low-lying haze or there's, you know, humidity's high today. Every time in Texas now that there's haze, regular water condensation haze, they get on the news and they say, Austin is covered by smog. And then you can go up in an airplane or drive hundreds of miles, it's the same haze. It's water. Sometimes there's hazy days. Sometimes there's misty clouds. Not anymore. Now it's global warming. So let's go ahead and play these two trailers here. For the listeners, you can listen to it. For people who are watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll see it live. We also have these videos posted up at Infowars.com if you want to watch it there and you're just a radio listener. It's posted, of course, up there on the site for those that aren't watching live. Here it is.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California.
Stop right there. Stop right there. You see, we got 30 million illegal aliens with drug-resistant TB, with leprosy now back in the U.S., trichinosis, brain worms now killing people all over the place, all this hepatitis spreading in. What do they do when the illegal aliens in Mexico crap on the crops and people get hepatitis from it? That's what did it. They just, federal regulations shut down U.S. crops. Nothing to do with it. See, if plagues come in, it's global warming. If the globalists release plagues, it was global warming. Okay, go ahead and start it over again. Here it is.
And then what happened next was something none of us saw coming. It became a race against time to save our future, to even have a future. It's the year 2100, and I survived.
To change the future, first you have to imagine it. Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
So they say this is the future. They're making school kids. I looked it up. I knew they'd do it, and I Googled it. They have school kids are being made to watch this under federal grants nationwide. They set them down and scare them. And if you give up your carbon taxes, track and trace everything you do, give up all of your rights, give up all of your liberties, give up all of your freedoms, let bureaucrats come in your house, join the Obama Youth Brigades, have everything you do chronicled and tracked on your new carbon credit ration card, where even if you have money, when you buy over the amount of steaks and ice cream or beer or carbon-causing food, that then you get an extra tax on it. That's the new global sales tax. They've announced this years ago. Now they're just announcing it in mainstream media. It was in academic papers a decade ago. See, that's how I knew all this. Now it's being announced. And so the kids are just scared to death. They say, what do I do? And the school says, you report on your parents. And the New York Times says, look at the children. They tell their mother not to take a bath. It's too high a carbon footprint, too high a water footprint. And the mother goes, yes, I love my five-year-old telling me what to do. It's great. Then once the kid's trained to tattle on them for that, then it's do they have drugs? Do they spank you? And then parents don't spank anymore. Then it's do your parents raise your voice? And the little snot-nosed 8-year-old gets drug off to a pedophile CPS rape room after they tattle, but they don't care because the kid's out of the school now, doesn't warn the other 8-year-olds, hey, don't tell on your parents for yelling at you or a big fat pedophile rapes you. Literally, this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Hell pits of evil. Let's go to the next one for 2010, 2100. And it's even worse, by the way, this TV show funded by Soros that's free, that they're trying to counter our viral marketing system. This thing is all over the Internet, all over everywhere, and they're having viewing parties for it. It's called Home Project, and it's teaching you your evil and your carbon footprint. I mean, this is a full takeover. They're coming with the new tyranny. Imagine if the Soviets would have figured this out. Oh, we have to restrict your resources. Oh, we have to kill you. Oh, we have to have one-child policy for the earth. That's what the communist Chinese do. They were funded by the IMF and World Bank and the big Rockefeller Foundation to do that on record. Now you hear about Ted Turner and George Soros and David Rockefeller and all these, and Oprah Winfrey meeting at the Rockefeller Foundation 2 weeks ago for this. They mean business. This is the mega tyranny. Let's go to the next clip. Oh, Rome fell. The Aztecs fell.
New York is abandoned. I picture some explorer coming to Manhattan saying, those ignorant people, how on earth could they have ever expected to survive?
Exactly. The system tells us get in compact cities. They get control of us. And then they say, we're all going to die in the compact cities if we don't give up all our rights to this social engineer. See, he knows best. He knows how to plan your future. And when you talk to these people, they get off. They're going to be the planners. After they already planned this civilization, now they're going to plan the new one. As they try to make it where people that buy new property in the country can't grow crops on it. See, oh, we want it to be sustainable, but then they don't want it to be sustainable. You see how these people operate? They, new land being sold all over the U.S. you can't farm on. They have incentives so you can't move to the country. So they make you go in the city and then tell you, oh, you're bad, you've got to die, or at least have only one child, and then be licensed if we say so. Go back to the control freak.
Saying, those ignorant people, how on earth could they have ever expected to survive?
We are at a crossroads.
We're running out of oil, we're running out of water, we're running out of atmosphere, we're poisoning the whole planet.
All right, stop right there. We're running out of atmosphere. See, paying to breathe. And this guy's saying you can't have carbon dioxide that creates oxygen in the plants. We will run out of breathe with this son of a bitch. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Covering that really fast earlier. And there's just so many points. It upsets me so much. I'm going to try to do some calm presentations on it, though, in the future. To know that they're openly bragging this is a total control grid of tyranny, has nothing to do with the environment. Meanwhile, they're genetic engineering and doing all these horrible open-air things that really do threaten humanity. The planet's pretty tough, but it does threaten a lot of species. and I am against pollution and things like that. It has nothing to do with that. This is tyranny. And they mean business. It doesn't matter if 98% of Americans don't want it. They're just implementing it, and they're brainwashing your kids in the schools. Speaking of that, every day or two, I see government institutions, universities having conferences called the New World Order. This, New World Order that, globalization, global governance, the International Economic Forum of the Americas, Conference of Montreal, adapting to a New World Order. The International Economic Forum of the Americas, Conference of Montreal, founded 15 years ago, is committed to enhance the knowledge and awareness of major issues of economic globalization. And it goes on. Now, every country has these. So when they have the SPP meetings for the North American Union, they'll have their private counterpart that's the industry heads that are also in the official government meeting nexusing together. And that's how this works. So I wanted to briefly get up on the show with me today, Sam Labier, I believe you pronounce it, Montreal 9/11 Truth. They're out there protesting right now this group meeting. Tell us about it, sir.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Oh, I've seen you. You're the guy that confronted the parliament and did a great job.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, well, I don't want to disrespect you with just 5 minutes. We need to set you up as a full guest.
Okay, that would be great.
I just saw your picture because I just saw your picture. You know, you were my producer's idea to get on, and then I just saw your picture and said, I know that guy. Yeah, I've got to have you up after this, maybe for a full hour sometime this week to talk about globalization, period. But I'm interrupting real fast. Tell us about what's going on.
Okay, well, up here in Montreal, we're having a 4-day conference. It's called Adapting to the New World Order. So, I mean, as soon as we saw the title, obviously alarm bells started going off. And what it is big heads from international finance and politics, Bilderbergers, the head of the IMF, head of the World Bank is here, and basically talking about the New World Order, what's going to change in society, and what this economic crisis is going to lead to.
And like George Soros says, they're going to use this to bring in their New World Order, their carbon tax, and he admits he's engineering it, and he loves it. I mean, he is one piece of filth.
Well, a lot of these guys are, I mean, some of these guys we were talking to outside, they have no idea what's going on, but, I mean, just some of these guys here are just pure evil, in my opinion. Like today, one of the big conferences was titled A New World Governance, and it's done under the Premier of Quebec, who Jean Charest is the head of it, with Robert Zoellick, who is the Speaker, President of the World Bank, and Paul Desmarais Jr., who is one of the biggest Bilderbergers here in Montreal.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you contacted us. I want to get reports. Maybe we can get you on the show for a full hour tomorrow to really break all this down. But, yes, I was familiar with this conference because I read it mentioned in the documents Judicial Watch sued and got in 98. So they're openly even having conferences called Global Governance.
Yeah, that was the name of the big luncheon today. It's going on for 4 days. That took place at noon today. Yeah, they had Charlie Rose. You know Charlie Rose, right?
He's kind of the spokesman for the New World Order. Tell me where this is specifically, in what city and where, so folks can go protest it with you.
It's in Montreal. It's 900 de la Gauchetière West, corner Mansfield. It's the Hilton Bonaventure Hotel and Conference Center.
Listen, let's do this. Let's get you on tomorrow a full hour. And let's give out the website where folks can find out about what you and others are doing. That's Montreal911truth.org.
That's it.
God bless you. Stay there. I want to talk to you during the break.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.